Kuf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph. Around 15 lines from the bottom, by the small Vav. Ba'omar Abaye Omre Li Eim Hayin Nuke De Sumik. If you have a tinik that is very red, so the reason is Dakati Loi Ivla Bei Domo, that the dam did not become Nivla in the Guf. It is still, it is samach la'oyer, so memele, it would be a sakone to be malhim. L'talchulei, so one should wait ad the ivla beidome v'limalua, and then they should make the bris. Rashi says, the sumak kol besorei odoi, la'ivla beidome b'vsorei. The achshav kol domei motzi bein oir lebosa, uchshemoyel inoisa yoytze kol domei. So there's a sakone, since it is not nivla in the goof, so bishas the mile, he'll bleed to death. So therefore, one should wait. That's one halacha. The yorek, what if he's yellow? Va'akati loinof al beidomei. So there's a different matziv. Let us see what Rashi says. Loi nofel beidoma, loi bo boidam. The dam did not come from the pnimius, it did not spread out in all the evorim. Umitoich kach choloshu. So since the dam is not properly circulating in the whole goof, she's very weak. Ve'ein boi koyach. Umemaya lach loish velomus. That is by a yolk. Vakati leinofel beidome letalchi. So also one should wait. Ad enofel beidome v'limelua. The sanya now the gemara. So the baye first said over this maise omro liyein. Now the gemara brings a raya from a baraise. The sanya omar rab nosen pam achas halachti lekroche hayom. Ubosa isha lefonai shemola bno rishain umeis, sheini umeis, shlishi eviyosa lefonai. She brought to me the third child. Reisiv shehu odoin. Omarti lo hamtini loi ad sheivla boidome. Should wait, you shouldn't make the bris b'yoy mashmini, you should wait ad sheivla boidome. Himtina loi. And this child lived. Because they realized that the whole reason he's alive is because of my Eitzah. Nosan Habavli, the Ben Yehuda said there were a lot of other Nosans in the city, but there was one Nosan Habavli. Shuv pam achas halachti lemedinis kaputkiye. Ubosa isha achas lefonai shemolo bno rishen umeis, sheini umeis, shlishi eviyose lefonai. Reisiv shehu yorek. I saw that he was yellow. Hitzatzti boi veloi roisi boi dam bris. We'll see in Rashi another chesaron. Taltil reyuse. Omarti lo hamtini loi ad sheyipol boi domoi vimtina loi umolo oisoi vechoya o yukairin shmoi noson hababli al shmi. It's very interesting that by these two maisim why the mothers were metapol l'chayre dechiyev mila is al ha'ov. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says lekrochi hayom hachi gasinin ra'isiv shahaya yorek. That was one thing. And nitzatzti boi v'loi hoya boi dambris. Tarte legreyese. There were two chesroines over here. Chodedi moi lei loi nofik minei domo. Number one, that the milasins, the dam, did not become the spashit in the evorim, so there wouldn't be any dambris. Vatofes dambris mitzvah. Kedersiv gam at bedambriseich. Voi de misukinu. And number two, he was a misukin. Umishum chulshe shalai noitza boyadayin dam. Zamoyredik mechudishtike chayfetz Hashem. He wants to say pshat that the tartil agreyusa is when there's no dambris, so there's a tartil agreyusa. That there won't be, you lose the mitzvah of a tofes dambris, kames dambriseich. And number two, it's a sakone. And he says, but if there would be dambris, so that alone is a raya, that there wouldn't be a sakone either. One is a hichocha and the other. If there will be dam bris, so memela we see that dam was nivla and this eva. So memela, so then there won't be a sakone also. According to the Chayfetz Hashem, I really don't know if the yorik that we have bismaneinu falls into this category. Perhaps it's kedai to tell over a maise that Abyankiv Zechayinu Levroche related when he was a rov in Toronto. There was a child that was yorik, and the parents of the child were machabed a professor in the hospital to make the mila. Rabbi Yankiv was there also, and he saw it was yorik, and he told the professor not to make the bris. It's a sakone. Chazal say it's a sakone. Rambam brings down it's a sakone. So this professor said that medically there's nothing but to worry about, and he's going to make the bris. So Rabbi Yankiv told him the Rambam was also a doctor, and the Rambam said it was a sakone. So this professor said that if the Rambam would be alive in our days, he would not be accepted in the medical society. So Mamela, and he made the bris, and the child was nifter. If it was the covet of the Rambam, the covet of Chazal, the covet of Rav Yankiv, that's Darke Shemaim Nelmu Mimenu Abba Al Kaponim. This was a maisa that he used to relate. There's an interesting Chuvis Neide Biyude. The Neide Biyude brings a Gemara in Yevomis. The Gemara in Yevomis says as follows. Molo horishen vomeis, sheini vomeis. What happens if there were two children was meisu machmas mila? Shlishi, and now a third child was born. Loi timoil divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds after two times there's a chazok already. So we see there's a pattern in this family that meisu machmas mila. Loi timoil. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Shlishi Timoil, because Rab Shimon ben Gamliel holds that there's no chazok after two times, you need three occurrences to create a chazok. Shlishi Timoil, Revi Loi Timoil. So the Rambam is Moir, the Nedibud is Moir, that from the Loshen HaGemore, Shlishi Loi Timoil, would seem to say that you don't make a bris on the third child. You see, it's meisu ochiv machmas mila, so you don't make a bris, period. That's the pashtus loshen HaGemara. In the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down this halacha, the Rambam says something else. Mamtinin loy atche yigdal v'yischaze koicha. So the Rambam got from some place that leitimel you learn with a grain of salt. Leitimel does not mean you don't make a bris. You don't make a bris bismanoi. But later, when they'll get stronger, you can make a bris. So the Neidibude is ma'ira, where did the Rambam get this halacha from? Pashtus leitimel means that you should make a bris in Gatz. So he wants to say that the Rambam got his halacha from our Gemara. Because Be'emison, in our Gemara, the Maisa was, the first two children were Meisu Machmas Mila. And Lalocha we paskin like Rebbe, that after two times there's a chazoke. And Mestomet, the reason the Gemara related this whole Maisa was because there was a chazoke already. The Baal Shalom is Ma'ira if the first two instances have no shaykhis to Lalochis, what gave the son what she told him, that the first two children died. So al kochach, the first two children, there was a chazoke. That's meisu machmas mila. Rav Nosson didn't see the first two children. So how did Rav Nosson permit to be mal, the third child? After the third child, he saw a reyesa. He saw a reyesa that it's red or it's yellow. So in this reyesa, there are guidelines. It's red, so nofal domo, This we know, this goes away. But since it does not mention in the Gemara that he questioned, that he was boidik, why the first two died, so why is Hatam Nishongi going and why the first two died? So if we would say the Pashtus, we like the Pashtus of the Loshna Gemara, Leitimu means Bechlau, you shouldn't make a bris. And so Memeila, so how was Rab Nosson permitted to make a bris? So he says, Zaraya from this Gemara that Lamaise, the Leitimel over there means also Leitimel Bishatoi. But later one could make a bris. So Memeila, so that's why he said Amtini, and this Zman was already Kailu, that the Zman was Kailu, that will be already Nishazik, and we'll take this into consideration also. That's what the Nadi Yudha says. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Malchitzin es hakoten, bein lifnei hamile, bein laacher hamile. This man Chazal, the Teva required that in order that a bris should be successful, it shouldn't be a sakone, it was necessary to be malchitz the tinik, lifnei hamile, and laacher hamile. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Bizmaneinu Nishtanu Hativim, so Memele, this is not necessary Bizmaneinu. Umizalfin Olav Biyad, Avoloi Bekeli. So now Rashi says, Umizalfin Olav Esachamin Biyad, Avoloi Bekeli. One is not permitted to pour from a keli on the tinik. The Reisha does not stem with the Sefer. The Reisha vayistoyis marchitzim the mashme kidarkoi. Make a normal rechitze. V'hodol toni afilu lezalef olov beklios. So not only is rechitze also, but afilu zilef bekeli also is also. Mezalfin olov biyat. Avoloi bekeli. So that we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Oimer, Marchitzin Esakotten B'yoyim Ashlishi Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. Not only the way that Tanakhama says that there's a din rechitze Yoyim Hamila, Lefnei Mila La'ach Hamila, there's also a din rechitze B'yoyim Ashlishi Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, this is Doiche Shabbos. How do we know that Yoyim Ashlishi is Asakonish? Shenema Vayehi B'yoyim Ashlishi B'yoysam koyavim, so we see that the Yom HaShlishi is a zman that's muchon lekeiv, and that's a riot and it's a sakon. We'll see later in the Ran, the Heichoche, and what exactly the machlokes is. Sofik v'androigenis, ein mechalon olav es ha-shabes, v'rab Yehuda matir v'androigenis. Zogt Rashi sofik, kegoin sofik ben ches chadoshim, Besofik ben tes. It is a sofik if this child is an eifel. There's an eifel, so there's no mitzvah smila. The hu ke even baalme. Ve'ein mi lo soy doiche Shabbos. So here Rashi is saying, even though there's a sofik ben ches, sofik ben tes, and roivar not ben ches, roivar ben tes, as also ein mi lo soy doiche Shabbos. Rab Yehuda Mater Bandreigenis, this Rabu Mikroi, Kedem Meforish Bigmor Lekamo. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah. Va'amret Reishe Marchitzen, how does the Reishe stim with the Seife? The Reishe says Marchitzen es Hakotten, and the Seife says Mezalfen. Rab Yehuda Verabe Barabu Domri Tovayu Keitzatoni. The Mishneh, the Mizalfin, is a pirish of Machitzin. Machitzin as a kot. That's what we said. Bein lifnei mila, bein la'acha mila, keitzat. How is this done? Mizalfin olav biyad, avoloi bekeli. It is done through zilof, avoloi bekeli. That is how Rav Yehudin Rabbe Baravu Elohim Pshat in the Mishneh. Omar Rove, so Rove did not like this pshat, it's a dochuk tike pshat. Malchitzin Ktoni. The Mishnah says Malchitzin. So it's now it says Malchitzin, then Ketzat. So that's not a Pirish, it's a Stire. Malchitzin is Rechitze Kedarko, and the Mizalfan is something else. Elo Omarove Hochi Ktoni. Malchitzin es Hakotten, Bein Milifnei Mila, Bein Laacha Mila, Kipshutai Biyoim Horishin Kedarko. That's the ratio. So then the Tanakama holds Mizalfin Olov Biyad Avaloi Bikeli. So the Tanakama is also Moide that Rechitza is Mutter Biyayim Ashlishi, but then it's only not Kiderech Rechitza, then it's Derech Ziluf. Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria Oimer Machitza Nesakotten Biyayim Ashlishi Shechaliyes Bishabbos. That what you said is only a din zilof b'yoyim ha'shlishi. No, there's a din rechitze. Shenema v'yihi b'yoyim ha'shlishi b'yoysam koyav. Tanye kevosei derov. So we learned haraya terove. Ma'achitze nakotn bein lifnei mile bein la'acha mile b'yoyim rishayn kedal. Uvayoyim ha'shlishi shechal liyos b'shabes mizalfin olav b'yat. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oimer ma'achitzin es hakotan b'yoyim ha'shlishi shechal liyos b'shabes ma'achitzin es hakotan b'yoyim shlish, not the way you say it's mizalfin, no ma'achitzin v'af al pi shein raya ledovo zeicha ledovo. Shenema vayhi b'yoyim ha'shlishi b'yoysam k'yav. Uchshehen mizalfin, ein mizalfin loy b'kois, v'loy b'ka'ore, v'loy b'keili, elo b'yad ason l'tanikam. That means like this. We heard that the Tanikam has said that b'yoyim ha'shlishi mizalfin olav b'yad. So the Chodesh Aviv explained, so one would think, so why does it say later? It didn't say v'loy b'keili. In our Mishnah it says, when it says mizalfin, mizalfin olav b'yad avoloy b'keili. In the Berais it just said mizalfin olav b'yad, so later he's meforish that loy b'kois, v'loy b'kore, v'loy b'keili, elo b'yad. So what does he mois? If it says in the Reisha b'yad, so the Chodesh Aviv wants to say that perhaps someone would think that if he pour from a keili, and before it reaches the tinnik, he push it with his yad, so maybe that's also called mizalfin olav b'yad, even though it originated from a zila, from a keli. So therefore, the berais is misayim that is not permissible. A mizalfin loy b'kais, v'loy b'kara, v'loy b'keli, ela b'yad. Al koponim, we have here a klore raya, To Rav's pshat, that the Chachomim, the Tanakama holds Rechitza's Mutter B'yayim Rishin, and the Dawud is Matzrech Ziluf, that is Davke B'yayim Shlish. Zuk the Gemara weiter, Mai Afal Pi Shein Raya Ledovo Zeicha Ledovo. Why isn't it a Raya? Mishum de Godel Loisolik Bisra Haye, Kotten Solik Bei Bisra Haye. That a godel, it does not heal as quick as a cotton. So it could be that taka the anshei shchem were koyev in b'yayim ha'shlishi, because since they were gedolim, so the healing process took longer. Could be by a cotton, it is not, the yayim shlishi by a cotton, it is already healed. So mamele, it is not such a raya from anshei shchem. One could be mechal. About the vial, it looks good. Forget, Rove was done, the Loshen HaMishn is not Mashme, like Rav Yehuda v'Rabbe Baravue, and the Tanya Kevosei de Rove. Now the Gemara relates a Maise. Ahu da Ose lekamei de Rove. Someone came to Rove, and asked him a Shaila, Oire lei kishmaite. So he paskined that what do you do? There was Amila shechaliyah is b'shabbos. Oyri lei kishmaite. So he told them, you make rechitza. You make rechitza. Tnei amila, achar amila. I mean, that's what he paskit. I, Rav Yehuda and Rabba Bar Avuha learned different pshat in the Tanakhame, but that's how he learned pshat. Ich lash Rove. After this, Rove got sick. So we would never put two and two together. Mein Shmita Leitzar Arsina, but Rove did put two and two together. And Rove was toiled that what he got sick. Because he was chaylik on Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Bar Avuha, they were older than him, they said a different pshat in the Mishnah. So why did he have to say his pshat in the Mishnah? Omar, anoba hadi tagimne de sove lomlili. Why did I have to go and say my menon, my opinion? These are zekeinim, elter tamide chachomim. They said pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah means ketzah, that you're mezalef the first day according to the Tanakhama. Why did I have to say my opinion? Omru le rabona le rove vahasanya kevosei dema. Listen, we found a baraisa that says mamish like you. Omaluhu masnisin kevosayu deike. But the rove, after rove got sick, rove was misbeinin. And Rav said that Abu the Mishnah tak the Baraisa tak is like me, but the Mishnah is like them. Me my, me the Kama, Rabbi Elozo ben Azaria Oimel, Machitzin as a cotton, Bayoim Ashlishi Shechalia is Bishabbos. He says, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Elozo holds your Machitzin. Is Iamrit Bishloime Tanikame Mizalfin Kama, if we'll learn Shat. That the Tanakhame holds you never malchitz, you're always mizalev. Heine de komale rabbeleze ben azaye machitze. You hold mizalfin, I'm telling you machitze. So mamele, it's good, that's the machloik. Eloi amre Tanakhame malchitze. Bayoi morishin komar, the Tanakhame also holds machitze. And the whole machloikis is if bayoi mashlishi. It is also machitzim, or then it's different to mezalfin. El yamret, the way I said, tanikame machitzim yemarishin koma. O mezalfin by yoim mashlishi. That way I said, sahai rabbeloze ben azay yoim machitzim. Af machitzim mi boilei. So he should have said, he says, if the Tanakhama is also moide, that there's a din malchitzin. So, no, the shaila is, if the din malchitzin applies by yoim ashlishi, so then Rabbi Lezer ben Azayah should have said, af malchitzin, just like you hold, there's a din malchitzin by yoim rishayim, there's a din malchitzin by yoim shlishi also. Then it should have said, af. And since it didn't say Av, so weiss the chois that is bachlala machloikis, is there a din machitzim or not? So then it's good without the Av. So mameila they hold is a din mezalfin, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says there's a din machitzim. The Rashban Rabbi Kivege asks a kasha, that's very interesting, that Rove was first choylik, and Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Bar Avuha from the Digduk of the Mishnah. It says, Machitzim esak, Machitzim ktoni. I mean, this is the Psarain gekvetscht apshat. I hear what you're saying, but the Diyuk HaMishnah is not the Tana, from the Diyuk HaMishnah by Stoish Yerom. And then when Rove was Chayzer, so Rove was able to see that, no, Adarab, if you'll be Medayik, the Mishnah is Ipunfakel, that the Mishnah is Zarayah to them, because according to me, it should have said Af. That's the Shakla Vatayah in the Gemara. Thank Rabbi Kivege and the Rajbe. Good. But let's see how the Baraisa said. The Baraisa said that, the Baraisa Zicha said like Rove. Is there an Af in the Baraisa? So according to me, if I'll be Digduk, one should say af, so why in the Baraisa doesn't it say af? Rabbi Kivege believes by Akasha. The Rashba Vaistois holds that Rove was Meshabish the Baraisa. Let us see Rashi. Va'amret reishe malchitzen va'afilu kedarka. The reishe says malchitzen va'afilu kedarka, and here it says that what? Misalfen. So they said, keitzat k'toni. Malchitzen de reishe lav kedarka yu. The ton is safer lefrushe. Keitzat malchitzen. Kigoin lezalef biyad. Kigoin lezalef biyad. That's it. Va'afilu biyayim rishen. That a filo biyayim rishen is also din zilu. Tanya kevosei derob. Hoche garsinen. Bayayim ashlishim is alfan olof biyad. That's the first half of the beraisa. V'loi garsinen avoloi bekeili. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that a filo biyayim achitzen is also mutter. And then it says later. Lei bekeis, lei bekore, osel et hanekama. Ach seif et hanekama omro. Dilu Rabbi Elazar, afela achotze kedarkei shori. Then the Gemara asked, why is it only a zeiche ledova? Mishim de godo lei sorik bisrei haye. Hainu taime de meise shchem lavraye gmuri. Mishim de godo ein make shebivsoroi mala aruche maya. It doesn't heal too quickly. Aval cotton is rape midesa kantoi mayer. A cotton, the refuah comes much easier, much quicker. Oire leikish maite, hitteloi harechitze kedarkoi biyoim rishain shechaliyais beshabbis. He was mata rechitze kedarkoi. Ichlesh, nase choile vohoya doig shema alkach nenash. The Mephoshim is Kakasha, the Marshoy is Kakasha. Later we're going to have that the Gemara says, Halacha ke Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Memele, so Vinisht Vi, Afilu, we will assume that Rava said wrong Pshat, so that's wrong Pshat in the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds Mizalfin. And good. So he said wrong pshat. But we don't paskin bechlal like the Tana Takama. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Like the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Tzichah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds Tzichah machitzen asakot b'yayim ha-shlishi. So the Magia under Ramban wants to say a very geshmak eteretz. There's a shail in this, but the Ramban is mitzaded like this, and the Ritva holds like this, that the whole machloikis of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the whole machlokes of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachomim is only in the Rechitze after Mila. The Rechitze after Mila, so the Chachomim hold, let's say according to Rove. According to Rove, the Chachomim hold that after Mila, Yom Rishen is Machitzin. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds Yom Shlishi is also a din malchitzin. He's moisif in how much after Mila is there still a sakone that one needs malchitzin. That is the machlokes. But before Mila, there's no machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Chachamim. The rechitze before Mila, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has nothing to do with that rechitze. So it comes out like this. So Bishloime, according to Rove, that Rove holds that, I feel according to the Tanakame, Machitzen es hakotten, bein lifnei mile, bein la'achra mile. So that Machitzen means Rechitze mamish. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is moisif that the Rechitze acha mile is nimshach ad yom shlishi. So mele, according to Rove, Rove paskin that it is permissible to make Rechitze before the mile. That was Rav's Ashtik Teire, according to Rav's Pshat. But according to Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Baravue, they hold that according to the Tanakama, Machitzen es hakot beilef ne'amir ben la'acha amilu means mezalfen, keitza. So the Tanakama holds that there's a din ziluf beilef ne'amilu ben la'acha amilu. That what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is moisef, he's only moisef, achar amila is a din rechitze. So that is true. Achar amila there'll be a din rechitze, yom shlishi there'll be a din rechitze, but lifnei amila, which is a different type of rechitze in Gansen, that is not the rechitze what What Rabbi Elazar ben Azai is involved in, he's speaking about the rechitza after the mila. So lifnei hamila, he's moide that it will be only mizalfen. I feel like Rabbi Elazar ben Azai. So memele, so therefore Rabbi was doyik. So it comes out, like, paskin shalele b'delchese. I feel according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Ritva says like that lemais, and the Rabban is mitzadid, that according to Rav Yehud and Rabbi Baravue, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, lifnei hamila only zilif will be permitted. So the mele, so then itake paskin wrong, even though we passed on to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Or yedoyik shema al kach nemesh. Oma, vahadi targimno desovi lomali. Mahoyoli lachloi kenegeds kenem halolu. Why was I chaylik? Rav Yehuda v'rabbe baravu shepir shu, they said, she'osu lahalchit. I amrit bishloim etanekame mizalfim b'yoyim rishin koma. If we'll say the way they said, that the Tanakama holds mizalfim. V'loi ayri b'har chotze klal. Si yodz b'chlal rechitze zose ele v'ziluf. Some hild is a machloikis. He holds mizalfin. Hayne dosa Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah polig v'omar machitzim. You say mizalfin, I say machitzim. Elo yamri tanikam enami machitzin omar. Bishnei hayomim. Marashi puts in a statement which is a machloikis of Rishonim, we'll see in the Ran. That Rashi says that afilu, according to the Tanakame, the first 2 days are a sakone. That what the Gemara says, b'yayim rishin, Gemara means the first days, but lav davke the first day. Elu yama Tanakame nami machitzim omar b'shnei hayomim, but if the Tanakame also holds as a din machitzim. And the shaila is, how long the machitzim continues. V'loi polig Rabbi Elazar elo ayoyim shlishi. V'kom ha-tanekame mizalfen. There the tanekame holds, only mizalfen is mutter. So af machitzim b'yem ha-shlishi mi boilei. Then it should have said, af machitzim. That was Rav Iskashe on his pshat. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ki oso Rav Dimi Omar Rabbi Elazar Halacha ki Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Mechitz is mutter b'yom shlishi. Havu bo b'marove. So in Eretz Yisrael, they had a chakira, they had a shayla. What is pshat in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Hachotzas kol gufoi, yom malchitz kol gufoi, oy hachotzas mila, or maybe only malchitz the mila. What is the machloikis b'yom shlishi bein Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the chacham? Amaluhu ahu merabono, v'Rabbi Yaakov shmei, mistavra hachotzas kol gufoi. Mistavra the machloikis between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim is if Hachotzas kol gufo is mutter. And that the Chachamim asked. The Yisal kedai tach Hachotzas mile, if you'll say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was only matir Hachotzas mile. So it comes out, the Chachamim asked Hachotzas mile. Migora micha min al gabi make. So why should achotzas mila be also? Is it this worse than chamim al gabi make, which is permissible? The omarav ein moinin chamim v'shemen mi al gabi make b'shabes. One is permitted to mix together chamim v'shemen and put it on a make in Shabbos. So this Mak is speaking about Chayla Shein by Sakone. He said, "Fila Chayla Shein by Sakone is permitted to put Chamin v'Shemen al Gabi Mak." So Memele. So what is the Machloikis, the Chachamim, and Rabbi the Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? V'Yoy Mashlishi, "Fila Chayla Shein by Sakone, it is permitted to put on the Mak." So, Kochach the Raya is, that was Rabbi Yaakov's Raya. So the raya is mustama the chaylik by achatzis kol gufoy. So the achatzis kol gufoy, the chachamim held that the chitz is us. Maskif lo Rav Yosef v'leishoni loch ben chamin shohuchmu b'shabes lechamin shohuchmu meyerev shabes. So Rav Yosef asked the kasha, what are you asking? Why did the chachamim aser rechitze b'yoyim ha'shlishi? Rav said ein moinin chamin v'shemin miyagabi make b'shabes. So memela, So rechitza b'yom ha'shlishi should be mutar afilu according to the Tanakame, if it only involves al gabi makeh. So Rav Yosef said, they're speaking about that afilu, you're allowed to cook it in Shabbos. You're allowed to make a fire lechamin she'uchmu b'Shabbos, you're allowed to be mechalo Shabbos for this rechitza b'yom ha'shlishi. So memele, so fakel, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds it's a sakone, so you're allowed to make a fire. The Chachamim hold the Tanakam holds it's not a sakone. It's not allowed to make a fire. So what's the raya that we're speaking about called gufa? Maskif lo Rav Dimi umimai dohoche bechamin shuchme b'Shabbes pligi. Who says we are speaking about bechamin shuchme b'Shabbes? Dilme bechamin shehuchmu b'yerev Shabbos pligi. Maybe we're speaking about chamim shehuchmu b'yerev Shabbos. So memele, so could be speaking about chamim shehuchmu b'yerev Shabbos, and then we have a raya that it means rechitzas kol gufa. How do you know to say that this is pshat in the Mishnah? Omer Rabaye ano boi vishanilei. I wanted to answer Rav Dimi's kasha, and Rav Yosef v'kodom vishanilei Rav Yosef. It's zicher that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it is zicher mutter afilu to be mechamim in Shabbos because it's a sakone. So the Mishnah zicher speaking about afilu a case that you're permitted to be mechamim. So that is the machloikis. That is the machloikis aistis the chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So you don't have any raya that the machloikis is speaking about rechitzas kol gufa. It could be, it's only speaking about rechitzas amile, va'af al pikein, the chachomim ha'choylet, because they asked to be mechamim b'Shabbos. Itmar nami, ki osa rovin omar avabo, omar abolozo, va'omrir lo omar avabo, omar abyeichenen, haloche ker abolozo ben Azariah. Like we heard before that we pass not to Belozer ben Azariah, bein bechamim shehuchmu b'Shabbos, bein bechamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, that is permissible, bein harchotzas kol gufoy, bein harchotzas mile, b'pnei shesakone hilon. So here it says everything already. Number one, Paschat Ablozer ben Azayin, Nafilo Achotzes Kol Gufa Yezosa, Nafilo Uchmu B'Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Havu bo, daiku bo, de'is al kedai tach Achotzes mile, migora michamin al gabi maket. So this is Rabbi Yaakov's Raya. If we're only speaking about Achotzes mile, so why the Chachamim Choylik? Why is this worse than Chamin al Gabi Makeh? The Shori. V'hochi Osri Rabbonon B'Shlishi Legamri. It means if we hold that that a filu Zilof is Osa, a filu Zilof is Osa B'Yoyim HaShlishi. So how could it be on the Makeh? Loishoni v'hochi gabi mile b'huchmu b'Shabbos haskinen hilcha b'shlishi d'leke sakanta loy. Omar Abaye ana boi v'shanile ani hoyisi roitze l'taretz at kaftezu k'dishoni le Rav Yosef neshe sakoni hiloy, that the Mishnah is zicher speaking about that one is permitted to be mechamim in Shabbos. Bekodem Rav Yosef v'shanyeloi v'vadi masnisen chamim shehuchma b'Shabbos nami shori b'yomim orishoinim according to the Tanakama Rav Elazar ha'peshlishi mipnei shemenies chamim sakoni loy, because menies chamim is a sakon. Let us see Tosfos. Migora michamin al gabi makif. Heichi osru rabbonon b'shlishi. That was Rabbi Yankiv's kasha. If the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is only matter al gabi mile, so why did the rabbonon asa? Fregt doch Tosfos, afal gav de ikele meimer, de rav omrole milsei, ki Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, de peskine lael hilchese kevosei. Fregt doch Tosfos, how could you bring a raya? You're bringing a raya, rav paskin, that chamin al gabi make is mutter, so why is the tam the kamba chaylik on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So Tosfos says it could be no way Rav Paskin Cham Nagabi Maki is good because he Paskin like a Belozer Ben Azai, but according to the Chachamim it could be Cham Nagabi Maki is no good. So Tosfos says Mashmalei de Lekule Yal Mekoma. The Loshen of Rav, Rav says that that you're nice and ain't mine in Cham of Eis Tosfos, it's not this is not only according since we Paskin like a Belozer Ben Azai. Boy, the lafila Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah poch the mashmid the shori b'shlishi mishum sakone mid the ma'aser kravayi b'yayim ashlishi the Rav Airi b'makas she'ein bo sakon. Rav is speaking about a makas she'ein bo sakon. So memele, so that's the Gemara's kash. If the whole thing is only speaking about a chotzes makas, so we don't need Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah with his raya that it's a sakone and why the rabbanon chaylik. Ve'ein boinin chamin v'shemen. Pirish Rav Yosef Pirish b'shem Rabbeinu Shmuel de b'me'ureves yachad airi. That what Rav is matter. Later we're going to see there's a machlokes Rav Shmuel in the shaila. So it's speaking about not kol echad b'fnei atzmoi. It's speaking about the me'ureves yachad airi. The kol chad ba'apei nafshei. If we are speaking about that chamin v'shemen means chamin oy shemen, is maik mashmalon v'shemen, what is the chiddush? That one is permitted to put shemen on a make. Mas nisen ni beperik shmai nishrotzim, the Mishnah says, avol sochu es ha-shemen, v'haynu afilu al gabi make, mi dektoni, how do you know this? Because it says later in the Mishnah, v'nei malochim sochin al gabi make, yisayim shemen veret. There it says that Bnei Melochim, even though this is an expensive shemen, which is normally only used with shem refuah, Bnei Melochim will use it a whole week, are permitted to put it al gabi makisem efel b'shabes. Mechlal de bishar shemen mutter la'acha afil al gabi make. Shmuel nami heicha have a polik. We'll see Shmuel holds that it's moinim imenu chamin v'shemen. We have enough in the Mishnah that shemen is mutter. So al kochoch, this chamin v'shemen is speaking about that you may arrive both together, and therefore, the here it's nira kirifu, and the shaila is what they matter this for a mak. Before we go further, let us see the Ram. The Ram is mavayer of a few nekudis in our sugya. Just let us first see the Loshon HaRiv, which Lamais is a Shvera Loshon, then we'll see the Ram. This on Daf Nun Gimel Amad Aleph B'Dafei HaRiv. Five lines from the bottom. Ki osa rovin, omar Rabbi Yebo, omar Rabbi Lozo, v'omri lo omar Rabbi Yechanan, haloche ki Rabbi Lozo ben Azarye, bein b'chamim shehuchmu b'shabes, Bein bechamim shehuchmu miboid yoim. Bein, so huchmu b'shabes is also muta. Bein achotzes mile. Bein achotzes kol gufoi. Mibnei shesakoni loi. V'omri rabvise shaloche kirab elozor b'yoim gimul. V'cholshkein berishin. Shemachitze moisi kedarkoi. Bein lifnei amile. Bein la'achra mile. Bein b'chamim shehuchmu b'shabes, bein b'chamim shehuchmu me'erev shabes. Now let us see the Ran on the Gemara. Haloche k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the ma'achitzin es ha'koten, Vayom shlishi shechal liyos b'shabbos. Ve'ikeman deyoma, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the lav davke b'shlishi. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, lav davke b'shlishi. Ela ad yom ha'shlishi. That means Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, till the third day it is permissible to make rechitza. V'chol shkei b'sheini koma. Sheini is about to give his mut, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'im toimer v'oksiv b'yom gimul b'yosem kayavim. Alme tvei mistaken begimul mi b'sheini. So how could you say, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there's a sakone b'sheini also? Yesh loimar sha'af al pi shesakonas yoim sheini gedoyle mishlishi, afilu hochi biyoim gimul hoyu chalushim biyoisa. Loi hoyu yechoy, that means that in the first lashon of the Ran holds that the sakone, it diminishes as the days pass by. The sakone is greatest the first day, a little less the second day, and a little less the third day. So the shaila is, why did the Achim wait till the third day? So pshat is, because the third day, besides the matzav of sakona that they were in, there was a bonus there, that they were very weak. After this matzav of sakona of 3 days drained their koiches, loyhoyu yechaylim livroyach lehilochem. So Memela, they were easy prey for the Achim. They couldn't run away and they couldn't make Mulchama. So Memela, they were able to wipe them out. Avul b'yoyim sheini adayin leitosh ashkoichom. V'yoyim rishin yoychiyach sheloi nogu ben lefishe adayim koichon aleim. Afal pi sheheim musukonim yoysa. The sakonis ha-make is greater b'shas the make before any healing process started. Aval einoch enami, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lav v'shlishi davke koma, ela ad yom shlishi koma. That's how others wanted to learn. V'ike man di yoma. V'loi nire kein das ha-rambam zal, l'fi shekosa v'peg beiz mehilches milem, kalmokim shedalkei laharchitze sakotn, machitze noisoi b'shabes b'yoyim ha-mile ben lefnei mile ben la'achem mile, oi b'gimu, shechaliyos b'shabes. So I says either the yoyim ha-mile or yoyim shlishi. Nire milshoinai de davke la'ache ha-mile mamish, there's a necessity nami b'shlishi. V'kach mot in divrei av'alfas izal v'ayne d'chsiv, v'ayehi b'yoyim ha-shlishi. V'zu sha'amru d'yoyim rishin yechiyah, einei raya etzli. V'evsher sha'af al pi sha'yu misukonim b'yoyim rishin, even though they were misukin taka the first day, yoyser ha'yu misukonim b'yoyim ha'gimu. They were more misukin the third day. That's true, the first day they were misukin, because you see ma'achitz in the first day, but the sakon is greater the third day. V'lefikach imtinu b'nei yake. Va'alte tame shetiven shahar bechaloyim kachu lischazik yoisa b'shlishi. Eis yoyim harishin is a sakone, and yoyim ha'shlishi is a sakone. Yoyim sheini b'chlal is not a sakone. Rashi, we have Rashi said, afilo according to the Chachomim, yoyim sheini is muta. Which is also debatable, like the Rama Metzichanit hazay. The cause of Rav Alfa Sizal, Mishmei the Rav Sizal, the ma'achitzin esakotam bein lifnei amila bein la'ach amila. Ve'ikal amedeg olav lifnei amila heichi shori lilchot. Do mashme b'gmore the imkimtayu the Rav Yehuda ve'rabe baravu ha'iker that we paskin like Rav Yehuda and Rabbe baravu. Do rove gufei choshlo kedersiv nalel. Olafia kimtayu leishori tanekame lifnei mila elazilov. This is, he's asking the kasha the way we have mentioned before, according to the Ramban and the Ritve, that the whole machloikis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the tanekame is after mila, but lifnei mila there's no machloikis. So why was the rif matter richitze lifnei mila? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Nami Leishamin in the Pligel, Balachamila. Aber lifnei mila loy pligi klau. Vekiven shekein, hey, de zilov shori lifnei mila. Rechitza min olon, so how did the goinim get this? Ve'efshe shagoinim zal soimchim alokim tederove. Kiven de breise tanya kevose. The goinim take rove, it was a doyik. Aber they held that the Barais is like Rove, so Mamela we nem on Rove's pshat. Aval gav the iu chosh le napshe. Umiyu, hach rechitze de shori lifnei mile, davke bechamim shohuchmu me erev Shabbos, aval bechamim shohuchmu be Shabbos loy. The rechitze de mikami mile, marshiraninev loy docho Shabbos, elo alibe de Rabbi Elezer. He says, afilu we matar rechitze, but that is zicher, that rechitza is only mutter if you have the hot water ready. If you don't have the hot water ready, so this is only machshirei mila, that means this is enabling us to make a mila, and we paskin like the chacham, machshirei mila is not doiche Shabbos. V'zeh shekosav rav alfa sizal, shamachitza moise kedalkoi, bein lifnei mila, bein laacha mila, bein bechamim shuchma b'shabbos, bein bechachma shuchma b'shuchma b'erev Shabbos, so voltav is always gewissen, that one is permitted to be mechamim, Chamim before the mila, ki koma bein mechamim shuchma b'shabes ala ach mila b'chutkoi, aval lifnei mila davke bechamim shuchma me'erev Shabbos. Lifnei mila yizicha are not permitted to be mechamim, not permitted to be mechamim chamim before the mila, because that's machshirei mila, which is not teiche Shabbos. We see there were matar rechitze. Hey, the rechitze did to rechitze is also awesome in the rabbon. Nei, the rechitze do mid rabbon mi asure, the rabbon loy shor machshirei mila afilu shvus shel divrayim. In machshirei mila they weren't even matar shvus, kedem rin lael. The oral hazove ismal emidu devrayim b'mokim kores. One is not permitted to carry an ismal afilu tuashus tarabonim. Filohochi kivin de rechitze bachamim shuchma merev Shabbos layosru elo bibnei abolonim shoyu mechamim b'shabbos vayim merev Shabbos shuchma bevomr merev Shabbos. So he wants to say, even though all the rabbonim, they were not matter for machshirei mila, but the isser rechitza, which is not in yesod and isser melachim in the rabbonim, it's only yosar of the balonim, here they were make. Now the Ran goes into a very famous in yesodistik machlokes. V'heicha dim ishtapech chamimi. What happens if the hot water, which was prepared for the tinnik, to be reichetzim after the mila, inami avdul samoni? So he says, what do you do? So he says as follows. La'achem mila, if this happened after the mila, that means, first they made the mila, and then mitoich the slavas of the mazel tovs that was given after the mila. So the hot water spilled out. Pshite, there's no shaila, the mechamim, v'shoichkim, b'fnei asakon. He says, now there's no shaila, the bris was made, the tinnik is in a matzav of sakon. So memeile, you'll zicha b'ilata b'mechal u'shabbos. Umiyu kol heiche de'ev shel ishinuyim ishaninen. If he could make a shinuy, adarabe. That means if you could avoid being mechal or Shabbos in Adarai, so you should zicha do it. Chesnabe mas nisen lo yishoch akmoin meyerev Shabbos lo yis b'shino v'noisa. So you make a shinui with the trine. Miu heiche de iko chamimi lilchoitz koi de mila. What is? You had two basins of water. One was for a chitze koi de mila, and one was for the chitze after mila. V'istapach hanach de la'acha mila. V'chiyai gavnu de ike lemeidek. What will the din be over here? That means that you know, if you're going to make the bris, so in order to be able to make the bris, you'll have to be mechal Shabbos. Or else you won't be able to make the bris. Iyam rina, but now there's no matzav of sakonis nefoshis. Now there's no matzav. That means the reason you'll have to be mechamim mila is because you want to make the bris. Iyam rinin titche mila. So don't make the bris.
Kiven sheim nimel, nitztarech ache kach lechalach za Shabbos, since mile involves chilo Shabbos, b'machshirin. That means in order to enable that the mile should be successful, they have to be mechalo Shabbos. So don't make the mile. Oidil mehashte mi is bedin malinim. Now I don't have a shaila. Now I have a mitzvah that's mutalafonai. Now I have a sakin, I have chamin for the fnei amila. I have everything. So memela, now I make the mila. Now I don't have to be mechal Shabbos. Ubosa hochi, after the mila, pikuach nevishusha doiches a Shabbos. Not the machshirei milas doiches Shabbos. I have machshirei mila ready before the mila. And after the bris, he becomes a mesukin, so bikuach nevish is doiches. V'aramban zal kosav deshori lemimalei, she'ein lemitzvah elo shaita. He says, now I have a mitzvah, don't have to be such a royas and oilet. Now you have a mitzvah. Ve'im doichin es amil nesh nitztach achar kach litchis es ha-shabbos. He says, the boss of hochi bikuach nevishu de dochi lei, v'loi machshir ein mila. Fakel, techilu Shabbos that comes later is not, I mean, mechalu Shabbos to be enable the mila. The mila was done already. Techilu Shabbos later is because now it becomes a mesukim. Umas nisin daika lo hochi, diktoni lo yishochak k'moin me'erev Shabbos. The Mishnah says if he wasn't shaychik the kemoin, loyes bishinov. So he says, what should he do? He should be loyes bishinov. V'noisen. Im loy hiske me erev Shabbos, koyrach alat boyu mevi. So the Mishnah says, eitz is what to do if he doesn't have the preparations for after the mila. The Mishnah says, eitz is, v'loiktoni b'she'en loy kemoin b'beisei, oy she'ev shili loyes bishinov, v'titche. Why did the Mishnah say that if you can't do these eitzes, that you shouldn't make the mila? The midik toni takante, the loik toni dechie, savais is doiche, you never doiche. That means because in Emerson, the mila you can make right away. Later there's a pikuach nevish that's doiche. No, the Mishnah says it's preferable to make a shini. If you can't make a shini, she'll make it be a dime. Boy, the koich al etzboi, maybe derche shusarab, mafilo michotza acheres, vishloi nishtatfu, isure da rabona mi yike. Vimise de marshirin laacha mile, kemikami mile, titra mile, shremidu divrein bemokim kores, ala shma mino, shein tzolche isakone, shalacha mile, doichna sa mile betchile, ala shemol, vachar kach mechalo tzoich asakone. Zehu das a rambanzal, yeah. There was a maize that the water was spilled out, and there they got a guy to do it, the maize lo riv sal be pirkin, bishtapach chamime de koide milehi. They didn't have water to bathe the child bechlal before the mila. That you need a guy. But chamim for after the mila, you can do it yourself. Einei kein dasar azazal, shehu zal oma, the cholheche dishtapa chamimi de bosar mila. If the water that has to be used after the mila, if this was spilled out mikame mila, this was spilled out before the bris was done, titche mila, v'chein das ha-rashba zol. That's how the Rashba paskins, and la-loche, we paskin like the Rashba, that if nishtapach chamime of after mila, before the mila, so the la-loche is taki, you don't make the bris.